I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A federal judge temporarily blocked Texas's near-total ban on abortion Wednesday as part of a lawsuit the Biden administration launched against the state over its new law that bans abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state of Texas quickly filed a notice of appeal. A U.S. district judge in Austin had issued the temporary restraining order to block enforcement of the law after the court heard arguments from federal and state attorneys on Friday. It's still unclear how the order may affect access to abortions in the state, or if it's likely to at all. The law forced all major abortion clinics to stop offering abortions barred under the new law, and some have stopped offering the procedure altogether, out of fear of litigation. The law is constructed in a way where people who violate the law, even while it's being temporarily blocked, could be liable to litigation if the law's enforcement was reinstated and any existing suits could continue. The state's rapid appeal was expected. However, the ruling is the strongest judicial action so far against Texas's abortion law, which went into effect more than a month ago. Heading into election season, Amarillo State Senator Cal Seliger says he feels like members of his own party might be using redistricting to oust him after years of tension with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a fellow Republican. Seliger is deciding whether he'll even run for re-election, but if he does, he's now staring down perhaps his toughest primary yet. He's already received two primary challengers, including Kevin Sparks, a Midland oil man who previously served on the board of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, the Austin-based conservative think tank. Meanwhile, Seliger's district was redrawn by his Republican colleagues in the Senate in a way that he says is designed to hobble a potential re-election bid. And on Tuesday, former President Donald Trump, a close ally of Dan Patrick, endorsed Sparks and bashed Seliger as a rhino, Republican in name only, in a rare intervention in a Texas legislative race by the former president. The lieutenant governor himself has not publicly commented on Seliger's primary. But during a trip to Midland last week, he told the Permian Basin Petroleum Association that the Senate needs an oil and gas expert, which Sparks happens to be. The senator has been outspoken about his proposed new district, alleging it was constructed to tilt the primary in Sparks' favor. He's waiting till after the redistricting process is done to decide whether to seek re-election. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by McCoy College of Business. On October 19th, join Texas State University's McCoy College of Business for a conversation about what we've learned since the Enron scandal 20 years ago. Learn more at mccoy.txstate.edu.